What's up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy. We're back to another episode of the Scavoli Tano Show. I am your host, the one and only, where Star Wars gets weird because it really gets weird. It's really sad on this show. Really gets weird. Chris Scavoli. Ah, what an episode today, guys. It was a filler episode of The Mandalorian, Chapter 12, called The Siege. It was a filler episode, but it was all right. I feel like it's leading us up, and I found out a lot of things. I watched it like at least 3 o'clock my time, and then 12 o'clock Los Angeles time, and then I watched it again when I woke up at 10, and then I just rewatched it, took some notes, and ready to break down the episode for you guys. And I have my BFFFFFFFFFer, Natalie, in the house today. Natalie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? And that's a lot of F's.
I know I wanted to keep going, but I was like, I can't keep saying the F because then I'm gonna say like fuck, and I don't want to say fuck at the end of
That'll be the
that.
whole show right there if you keep going.
We'll just do that for like 25 minutes. Just keep saying the F's.
There.
But Natalie, before I break down the episode, how did you feel about this episode today?
It was kind of bittersweet. I feel like, it introduced a character that a lot of people have grown to love, and a lot of people are mad at the person who plays that character. So it was kind of like an anticlimactic kind of a viewing. And I have to say, you've seen it more than I have. I, for whatever reason, so some people in Southern California, at least. It didn't drop at midnight. So I
Oh.
up at midnight and, 1201, 1202, 1203, and it kept refreshing. And for whatever reason, the episode just was not showing up on my app. And so finally, I think around 1220, I just said, you know what, I have to go to bed. So I just passed out. And then I found out this morning that I think it dropped around almost 1 a.m. our time, which
Oh,
was
okay.
really weird.
Yeah.
So I only got to see it this morning when I woke up because I knew we were going to be talking about it. So you probably caught a lot more than me in that you've seen it more than I have.
Yeah, because I watched it because I know it drops 3 a.m. here. So I looked and I was surprised because I'm rewatching the Clone Wars as we speak right now, just to get a new feel of the Clone Wars and stuff like that. So it dropped. I was like, I hope it drops at 3 because I can't stay up no more. My eyes hurt. So then it came on and I was like, oh good, I can watch it. And then I was like, all right, 3:30 must have been over because it was only like a 36-minute episode. And then I rewatched it when I woke up this morning, and then I watched it again just to make sure like I got my notes, all right, I saw that, I see that, and stuff like that.
And that so I think that's awesome. I just if I don't respond in a positive like, oh yeah, it might have been because I only have seen it the one time.
No, that's okay because I know because I thought because some people did watch it at 12. Some people did watch it. I've seen that on social media. So maybe just for some parts of California or some parts of the world, it didn't air exactly at midnight for them or other people or other countries.
Yeah, it was really weird, but
It.
it happened. It's live. Most people have seen it, so we're good.
We're good. So here we go, Natalie. Episode 12, The Siege. Now, guys, I just want to. I'm not going to freak out yet, but next episode is Ahsoka Tano. I'm just like, not going to freak out yet. Okay. I'm not going to freak out yet because I do want to see her. And that's all I'm going to say about that for now. For now. Just so you guys know, this is spoiler alert. So if you're listening to this show, podcast, whatever you're listening to on, this is a podcast. Do not listen if you haven't watched the episode. Even if you watch the episode and you just want to listen, great. But if you haven't watched episode 4, chapter 12, do not listen to this podcast or I will kill you. Dun, 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 dun. No, I don't care.
Pretty drastic.
I know. The dark side has a hold of me.
It does.
All right, here we go, guys. So we see the Razor Crest in bad shape. And then baby Yoda. Can I just say, my little baby is electrician. He tried to fix the ship.
It was
And
adorable.
that was adorable. I laughed and cried a little at the same time.
I think a lot of parents, not that I'm a parent, but I am a teacher, and I think that a lot of adults totally got that, you know, because there's just some things you can't get to because you're an adult size and kids can get to it. And you're like, no, do that, wait, the other way. And, and it was perfect because you could see the kid was really trying. Like Baby Yoda was like, yeah, I got it. And Mando's, nope, no, you're doing it wrong.
And Baby Yoda was like, huh? I heard him say, huh? I was like, yeah, he don't, Mando, I was like, you got to get your kid. He was like, he doesn't know what you're talking about. He's trying.
Yeah.
But he has no idea.
They're giving him more vocalizations. I mean, I think for one, they're probably just trying to make him cuter so people will buy more merch. But I'm also wondering if the reason that he's talking kind of is so that we can see he's getting older. Yeah.
Yeah, because we do see, like, even in the promo shot of, I think it was the cover or something like that, you do see he has grown an inch.
No, a whole inch. Wow. Really? Time had passed.
I know, right? And he's only 50. We don't even know when his birthday is, you know?
Well, hopefully we'll find that out soon.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we find out a lot. So what was really interesting to me and that caught my eye was when they were sitting down having some soup and Mando lifts his helmet up.
Right.
That was very interesting to me because, you know, now I feel like he's getting, maybe we could see in the future episodes, maybe he releases his helmet like Bo-Katan does.
Hmm.
You know, like he's edging towards it. He didn't lift it up all the way. He just like lifted up so he can drink.
Yeah.
And then Baby Yoda was like, that's your face. All right. That's nice.
Well, I mean, we can't expect him to not eat the entire time they're in space. So.
Of course. But
yeah.
But that was just really interesting that he lifted the helmet up. And I was like, we really don't see him eat, though. That's the thing. We haven't seen him eat yet, you know? Mm-hmm. Or we have, and then it's just off screen. I don't know. So we go to Navarro. We go visit our friends Cara Dune and Grief, where the Mando's adventures begin now. So the repairs start to happen, and this weird lady looks back at him and makes, like, a little snake noise. And I'm like, oh, shit. I knew she was trouble. I just looked in her eyes and I knew it.
Did you think that was a woman? I thought that was a guy.
I don't know. It sounded like both.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know something.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I was like, it sounds like a snake. So I'm like, is it a girl? It looked like a girl, though. It looked like the Rise of Skywalker. Not the Rise of Skywalker. One of those movies, the lady with the glasses.
Maz Kanata.
Yeah, her. It looked like her a little, but maybe in like boy shape form. I don't know.
Hmm.
It looked like her, I felt like, a little. So where am I in my notes? So Grief tells him, Mando, his ship will be good as new. And we're off to the school. I love the school. So we see an IG-11 statue in the back. So I don't know, before they get to the school, we see it. I don't know if it's his parts or it's like they build an actual statue of him. I couldn't really see. There is something back there of IG-11. Cara Dune is the marshal of this nice town we have. And then she takes out the thugs and the bad guys. I like that part where she does that because she makes a new friend. And I think that new friend is adorable. I want him as a furry pet.
They just keep hammering in that this is a Western style TV show. Like calling her the marshal, referring to Cobb as a marshal, you know, lone wolf. Cleaning up the town, like it's a Western.
Yeah,
we get it, you guys. You don't have to keep reminding us.
Like I thought she was just a shock trooper, Cara Dune. Now she's a marshal. Now she kicks ass all day long.
Yeah,
you know, which she does on a regular basis anyway. So that's good. We just put a name in front of her name.
I really enjoyed seeing that whole fight scene. Like she's, you know, kicking the ass of, I think there were four people in that area.
There was
totally able to hold her own, you know, the entire time. She didn't need backup, she didn't need, you know, the force or whatever. It was just her being strong and knowing how to fight, which I thought was really cool. And it was a good fight sequence, I have to say.
It was, she was badass. And I think, like, with her, she's been through a lot, so she knows her way around a good ass beating for people. You know, so we see a nice school there. They're teaching all the kids about the galaxy, the outer rim, this and that. And we decide to leave Baby Yoda at the school. And I thought this was like when I dropped him off at the first day of camp.
Oh,
It
adorable.
really was an adorable thing. And then I didn't know we had macaroons in the galaxy. I'm just so you know.
I think there's going to be an upsurge in sales for blue macaroons. But I'm wondering what would blue flavor be? Is it like blueberry or like a berry of some kind?
I don't know because I did have, I think I had blue macaroons, but I forget what they taste like though.
I'm not a particular fan of them, just the crunchy aspect of it, the inner flavor, like the icing or whatever you want to call it. That's really good to me, but just the crunchy outer layer, the part that would get on Baby Yoda's mouth when he was eating it, that part I'm not a fan of.
No, I'm not a fan, but I think I just had them one day or someone like made them and they gave it to me. But I actually don't know what they actually really taste like in the like a store box. Like homemade, I do know.
You don't want store bought, you want to get like they're usually served in tea houses. That's where I've had them. It's like a delicacy, a dessert, so
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can get them anywhere, but honestly, I think that's the best because you're supposed to have them, I believe, with like a nice cup of tea, like a hot tea, and different flavors accent the different tea flavors. So hibiscus would taste good with, lemon or whatever.
Oh, interesting. Where's Bo-Katan when we need her? She said they're gonna make tea for them on the ship, so where's the tea
I'm
now?
sure we'll see
Like we
her
just
again.
Oh, I hope so. I love just my second fave. My second fave. So Baby Yoda watches this boy eating the macaroons. And I was like, this boy better give my baby a macaroon. I was like, or else I'm coming through the screen and punching your little face in. And
His
like
food, it's his lunch. He doesn't need to share.
I know, but it was like just like look at that cute baby sitting next to you. Like I would share. I would like take it and like just keep it
Yeah,
forever,
but
you
looking at
know?
it as your age now, if you're a 8 or 9 year old kid and you have siblings, how often do you actually share with them? Very rarely. So I think that's probably what was going through this kid's head.
Yeah.
Another little kid who wants my stuff and it's all mine, so I'm going to keep it for me. Which is
It's all mine. You don't get any of it. Like, yeah, I understand that because I think we were that those
I know
kids.
I was. My brother didn't get much from me and I'm not ashamed to admit it.
There you go, Natalie. So the kid, so this was actually interesting to me because Baby Yoda like put out his hand. He was like, he actually knew his manners, I felt like. He actually knew from Mando telling him about minding his manners and stuff like that. So that was interesting when he put his hand out. And then when he used the force, I was like, you go, baby. I was like, you go, baby. I was like, I knew he would use it. I knew he was going to use the force one way or another in one of these episodes, but I didn't know it was going to be for food. So I think this is like maybe a step towards more of him using the force and maybe him getting used to it.
Oh, well, I think he knows how to use it. He just hasn't had the need since we only saw him use it, what, 2 or 3 times in season one. But this
Yeah.
was the first time that it was something he really needed or wanted. So he was going to use it.
He really wanted those blue macaroons. So they go see a blue fish guy. We've seen him in season one. Natalie, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, because sometimes it goes out. That's why I'm just
Oh, no,
making
I'm here.
sure. Oh, okay. So you go see a blue fish guy that I'm going to call him because he's. I don't know how to say the M. I think it's Mediterranean or not, no. Metherali? I don't know. I'm just going to say the blue fish guy that got carbonized. That's how I'm going to go with
I don't
that.
know what species he is. I should know that, but I don't.
No, I have it written down, but I just don't know how to say words.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I have it written down. It's like starts with it's with an M. So he's doing some community service. He's very shocked to see Mando, and I think he's telling on the Razor Crest that it is here. And they look at an Imperial outpost that has lots of guns and machinery, and they fear that the black market will get their hands on it. So they take a nice cruiser to it, and they find out it's not empty. Stormtroopers are there. So they set the lava to destroy the base in 10 minutes. They have 10 minutes to get out of this Imperial
You know, what's interesting, though, is the guy who set the charge, he asked at one point when they're running away, how long do we have? And I don't remember them saying we only have 10 minutes, but again, I only saw it once. But I just thought that was funny that he's the one who set the alarm, you know, set the timer to go off. And he goes, wait, well, how much time do we have?
Yeah, because they did, I think, no, I think Jeef said it. He said we have 10 minutes. And then they ran, and then he asked again because he just wanted to get the hell out of there. He was like, why are we wasting time killing these people? We should just get out. But to get out, they have to kill the stormtroopers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they had to kill him. They were doing a pretty good job of evading them until they got to that one point, and then it was like, well, I guess we got to kill him now. But prior to that, they did pretty good.
Yeah, they did pretty – I think they got out pretty good in time. They did good. So they see two guys wearing cloner outfits, just like the ones in Jango Fett mm-hmm. had on, or the clones on Kamino. So they destroy the machine, the evidence of whatever they had going on there. So we see life forms in tubes floating around. And if you look closely, I had to zoom in. I must have took a screenshot and zoomed in. And one looked like Snoke. And the Snoke song, the theme song of him playing in the back. They all have something wrong with these figures. Like they're growing or they're not growing at all, or they have face things wrong with them. It's just like they're testing.
You're saying
something.
It looked like Snoke, but it wasn't Snoke, right?
It okay. wasn't Snoke.
Snoke's
no,
from
no,
a
no.
long-lived race. So, it would make sense maybe, but at the same time not because of the time.
The yeah. time frame, yeah. So this could be a cloning for maybe Palpatine, you know? Palpatine was a clone that came back, you know? Snoke, we don't know if he was a clone. I don't know if he was a clone. But maybe this is the first step towards maybe the renewing the First Order or mm-hmm. something like that. So let's see. The doctor tells them the blood fusion didn't work. The blood fusion could not work on because they tried to think, I think they tried to inject them with force blood, like the force blood. I don't know if that's right.
I guess
I'm saying
call
that.
It midichlorians because that's basically what they have.
Yeah. The midichlorians and the body won't take it. So they tried it with Baby Yoda, they took blood from Baby Yoda, but they couldn't take as much as they should have or would because the baby would have died. So they tested it, I think. The midichlorians, and they couldn't, the body just died because the body couldn't hold that. So this is a reference. This was interesting that I found out that Qui-Gon Jinn used this term in The Phantom Menace from Anakin. He had 20,000 midichlorides, and which means that he was not powerful, but had the potential, maybe because he was a little boy. So maybe he had the potential as Yoda, as Master Yoda, or he was going to be that powerful more than
Wait,
Master Yoda.
Have your
Not
history
sure.
right? Because when he scanned Anakin's blood in episode one and he was talking to Obi-Wan about it, Obi-Wan comments, wow, that's more than Master Yoda.
Yes, that is more. But his potential as a young kid, I don't think he had the potential as a young kid. Like, he didn't have, like, the background, you know? You know what I mean. Like, the lightsaber training, then Master Yoda. So, at that point, Master Yoda was, like, powerful than him. But now, like, the Attack of the Clones, the Revenge of the Sith, if Anakin did not fall to Darth Vader or lose to Obi-Wan, he would have been, he would have been more powerful than everybody.
Yeah,
you get what
I'm
saying, though, right
now? I
was
confused for a second. What you were talking about, but now I get it.
Yeah, I go way around.
That's all good.
I'm gonna cut it off. But so the guy I forget the professor's name, but the professor says Moff Gideon, and Mando goes, that must be wrong because Moff Gideon is dead. So the blue monster guy says that was 3 days ago. So Mando now knows that Moff Gideon is alive and well. So Mando has to run off. back to the school to get the child because we don't know where Moff Gideon is at this time. So we see Kara, we see Grief. They escape. We see scout troopers.
We see the Star Speeder 3000. How are you not talking about that?
I know. I was bringing that up, Nat, but thank you. That's
the most important part of that whole thing right there. I'm sorry.
I know that. No, I know. I had it here, but I couldn't. What's the name of it? Did I spell it right? Say that again.
Star Speeder 3000.
Oh yeah, right here. I had a speeder, but I didn't put star.
I'm more than betting that they probably took that from Disneyland and just took it to the lot because they shoot out here in Santa Monica, and that's not far from Disneyland. So chances are they probably took the actual ride to the lot and filmed with it there.
Probably. It was exciting. It was action packed. I liked when Kara smushed the scout trooper. It was good. Some scout troopers couldn't even drive their vehicles. They were like, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah. They fell and died off the mountain. And then we see TIE fighters. That was very interesting to see. But I knew we were going to see them eventually because it's in the trailer. So Grief shoots one down. But then he destroys his machinery. He destroys his gun. But guess who saves the day? The Razor Crest. The Razor Crest destroys the last two. And then at the end, we see Baby Yoda throws up his macaroons. I mean, that's
pretty crazy flying.
I know. He had a fun time. He had a fun roller coaster. He really does. He was on a roller coaster. I love that scene. That was the best, I think, scene, even with the macaroons, was the best scene for me in this show. So we see that Captain Tava, I think his name is Tava, asks what happened here to Grief. That he is worried about the Empire and the core worlds, that something is going on. He goes to Cara Dune, talks to her about that. She says she lost everybody on Alderaan when the Death Star blew it up. So there is going to be a backstory, I felt like, with her. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something.
I think it's pretty cut and dry. I mean, again, this is just from my studying the costume and the character and looking at everything that's spoiled, quote unquote, but we see her later on in a behind the scenes shot wearing brown boots and that Marshall badge, so I'm pretty sure she's gonna accept whatever position they offer her, because not only that, you see a Funko in that exact design, so
Okay, I didn't know that. Look at Natalie bringing the spoilers and the deets.
I built the costume, so it's the only reason I know as much as I do.
So to end the episode, an Imperial cruiser, I don't know the name of it, we see an officer talking to the same creature.
It's an Imperial Star Destroyer.
Oh, okay, Star Destroyer. So we see that they fix the Razor Crest, the creature that fixed the Razor Crest. And then she says the new world coming. I don't know what she said at that point, but she said something. So it's going to lead, I feel like the Mandalorian's going to lead into the First Order.
I think they're hinting that they're trying to make super soldiers, which is basically that last clip that we see with all the, with the camera panning out to all the bodies in the wall.
Yes, the Shadow Troopers, because I looked it up. It looked like the Shadow Troopers because they make them force sensitive. So they have like the force sensitive blood. So they have the lightsabers.
I don't know if that's correct. I'd have to look. I was literally watching the episode on my iPhone. So I have to watch it on like a big screen TV next. But yeah, I think that's going to all tie in and then lead into, like you said, the Rise of Skywalker and all that trilogy.
Yeah, the Mandalorian's gonna go into that world sooner or later. So that's it. The droids don't look alive though. The droids at the end, whatever they are, the Shadow Troopers, whatever droid they are not alive. I don't think they're even done yet. Maybe they are, they just have to be activated, but I'm not sure. And that is the episode, guys. That is episode 4, chapter 12, The Siege. And I put in my notes at the end of that episode, Ahsoka Tano's next episode
I
is
can't
next
see how it wouldn't
episode.
be. It's
That's what I
directed
put.
by Dave Filoni, and you know Favreau's gonna throw Filoni that bone and be like, dude, introduce your character. You have the reins. I could be wrong, but I think you're right. I think Ahsoka's next week.
Yes, and I think I heard rumors on Twitter that the next episode is
Oh.
called The Jedi. Just
Yeah, they
putting it
don't
out
release
there.
the titles until the actual release date, right?
I don't know because they have chapter four, no, 14, chapter 13 up already. If you look up
Huh,
The Mandalorian
okay.
season two, so it is up there, but they don't have the like the episode title. I don't think we find out the episode title
Yeah,
until the
that's what
day
I
the
was
episode
like.
airs.
Okay, that's because I didn't know that until you mentioned it. So that's good to know.
Yeah, but someone was posting it and everybody retweeted it and posted it again. So I don't know if this is just a rumor. I don't know if it's going to be called the Jedi or the Sorcerer or the Ahsoka Tano episode. I have no clue, but that's what it's called, the Jedi of what they say. So that's the episode, guys. Mandalorian is out now, the chapter 12. Me and Natalie will be right back after this quick break to talk about theories for the next episode and episodes to come. So stick with us.
You
Natalie,
got it.
stay in your car, right? Because you can't move. And we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Scavoli Tano Show, and we'll be right back after this brief message from your sexy guy himself. What's up, everybody? We are back to the Scavoli Tano Show. I'm your host, where Star Wars gets weird on the show, Chris Scavoli, and I'm here with my BFFFFFFF, Natalie. Natalie, you there?
You need to do like a BF to the 10th power or something.
To go B to the 10th power.
That'll save you time.
Save me a couple seconds. So, guys, we recap the episode for you. So, Natalie, for the first half of the show, we recap the episode for you guys. So, for this half of the show, we will talk theories. What's to come for Chapter 13? We don't know the episode. We just know what the episode is called, Chapter 13. We don't know if it's the Jedi, the Sorcerer, the Chris Scavoli Tano show. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't. So Natalie, what do you think is going to come next episode and beyond? Because we only saw the four episodes from the trailer.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Like literally everything in the trailer has now been seen. Which could have been an editing thing. Like they were still editing the remaining episodes, I'm not sure. I mean I have a feeling we're gonna get Ahsoka. She's going to say, "Oh yeah, I have heard of, this race. I knew Master Yoda when I was a Padawan, blah blah blah. Here, let me take you here," or something. And then because there's now the homing beacon on the Razor Crest, Moff Gideon is going to track them to Corvus, and there's going to be some kind of a battle. And I just have a feeling they're going to escape, or Baby Yoda gets kidnapped again. And then the remaining episodes will be, hey, we've got to get them back. And it is my hope that they bring back like Cobb Vanth and Greef Karga and Cara Dune and all of them. So like it's this big team, going in the Magnificent Seven to basically retrieve the kid from Moff Gideon.
That would be awesome. That I would love that.
Oh, and I mean, I'm bringing the Mandos too, but yeah, like the whole all the new people and the returning characters that we meet, I feel like Mando just puts out a call and says, "Hey, you guys need to help me. The kid's been taken," and they all go to town. I really hope the Armorer makes another appearance. I mean, that would be amazing. Emily is a great actress, and I'd love to see her character return, but we'll have to see.
Yes, because her place is taken by those criminals. Her place is empty now. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something. So you think that's what's gonna happen? Or you think something like that will happen?
It's following a traditional, like I said earlier, a Western, where they're put against impossible odds and, it's a ragtag bunch of misfits and they're trying to do good and accomplish a goal. So I just have a feeling that's where it's going to go. I could be very wrong, but yeah.
But I don't think I don't think we've seen the last of Bo-Katan. I don't think we've seen the last of Boba.
No, we haven't. I know they're gonna, that's got to come back.
Yeah, Boba, we need to know where he is. I think Cobb Vanth, I don't know about Cobb Vanth if we'll see him again.
I just have
Maybe.
a feeling because they kept referring to Kara as Marshall and they referred to Cobb as Marshall. And I feel like we're going to have somebody else that's a Marshall because of the rule of three. And now we're going to have a galactic Marshall thing happening on different planets and bringing them into the New Republic. I don't know. I just have a feeling it's all tied together.
Something's going on there. But I think next episode we're definitely going to see Ahsoka Tano. That's for a fact. Dave Filoni is directing the episode. I hope we see Sabine. I hope we do see Sabine. But with Ahsoka, I really hope we get some dialogue out of her. I hope we get to see her fight, maybe. Maybe we'll see her fight the new shadow troopers or whatever Moff Gideon is throwing at her,
I
you
think they're
know?
going to hold on to that. That's going to be a big reveal that they've actually, figured out how to do it. And here's our first prototype, and then end of season two. Like, I just have a feeling they're going to leave some cliffhanger. That's how they work.
Yeah, that's how Star Wars works.
No, that's how Favreau and Filoni work. It has nothing to do with Star Wars.
Yeah, because Filoni, yeah, you're right. John and Filoni will definitely leave a little cliffhanger for us. The child is captured. You don't know where he is, but we do.
Yeah.
But Ahsoka's definitely in the next episode. I definitely know that of a fact because Dave Filoni's directing it. And I hope we get some dialogue out of her. Like I said, I hope she's willing to help Mando. I want to see why she's on this planet. I want to know if she'll tell Mando all the past about the clones, about Kamino, about Anakin, about the Jedi Order. I hope we get that Order 66. I hope she mentions. I hope she just mentions every history. Just like give me a history lesson, Ahsoka. Just give me it. I hope we get that, and I hope she's not going to train the baby, I don't think.
Right.
Like people say she's not a Jedi, but in reality she is a Jedi. She's just cut off from the Force when she says that. She's no Jedi. So I definitely think she's going to lead the baby into the right path of the Force. Maybe she will train it. I have no clue. But if she trains it, I don't think she will keep it. But if Moff Gideon does track her, I don't think she wants to be tracked.
No.
I think she's in secret. I think she's in secrecy for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't know what that reason is. Maybe she's still gone about Order 66 and what happened to the Jedi and what happened to Anakin and the fall of the Empire and now going off to find Ezra with Sabine. Maybe she has not found anything. So we don't know. We don't know why she's on this planet. We don't know why she's being so secretive. But I hope we find that out. But what I was saying about the troopers, maybe they'll follow her to the planet, and maybe Moff Gideon will be there and say a Jedi. I thought Jedis were wiped out. Like maybe he doesn't even know that the Jedi are still around.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh my God, theories, Natalie,
Lots and
theories.
lots of theories.
Lots and lots of theories. But I think we're gonna see Boba Fett again. I don't know when we're gonna go back on Tatooine because there's nothing really leading to Tatooine. Like even with Ezra, like someone said to me on the last recap I did, like Ezra. But I was like, there's nothing to Ezra yet. There's nothing leading to Ezra Bridger yet. We
That
don't
we
know.
can think of. They may have come up with something really interesting and different, and that's how he comes into the story. But that guy, what's his name? Raleigh? I can't say his name. That one
I know
actor,
who you're talking
yeah,
about,
I
though.
think he's been teasing for a while that he's going to be in it. So it's just waiting for the
Yeah, because he teases it too much.
payoff.
Like, I'm watching. Like, it's really sad. Like, if he doesn't get to fight Ezra, I'll be really, like, he will be really mad. Because he teases it every time he tweets it out or Instagrams it or something like that. I'm like, bro. I'm like, if you're going to be Ezra, you're not supposed to do that. Like, Disney would have sued you by now. Lucasfilm would, like, have you by the hair. Like, you're not supposed to announce it. Just like with Bo-Katan, she, like, she tweeted, I can't wait for Friday. Is it Friday yet? Something like that. And then I was reading the comments, and people were like, Bo-Katan, Bo-Katan. And I'm like, ah, oh, Katie, you can't do that to people. Even if you weren't in the episode, you can't keep her hopes up. But I wonder who will play Ahsoka. I hope it's Rosario Dawson. I don't know if it is. That's what the rumors are pointing to. Katie said she never met or never like interacted with Rosario. She doesn't even know who Rosario is. So maybe they didn't get any screen time together, or Katie's just like saying that to be like, you find it. When you find out, you'll find
Right.
out. So we don't know. We don't know who's playing Ahsoka. If it's Rosario Dawson, great to her. I hope she does her justice. That's the only one thing I have a stomach pain from. Really, I do have a stomach pain.
Yeah.
I had a stomach pain this episode because I thought it was going to be this episode, but then I realized it wasn't. Seeing her live action for the
Yeah,
first
it's gonna
time.
be big for a lot of people.
It is. And a big Ahsoka fan like me, like, I hope Dave Filoni, I trust Dave Filoni, so I trust Dave Filoni will give this character the best look, best
Yeah.
everything, 100%. So I'm not scared of that. But some people are very scared that this will ruin like our hopes and dreams for Ahsoka. No. Like, some people are like, I've talked to some people that like are like, they're not gonna do Ahsoka justice. They can't. How are you gonna put her live in action? But I'm like, bro, like, calm down, guys, calm down.
Just wait and
And
see.
we'll see. We're gonna, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I can't wait till next Friday. Thanksgiving can't come fast enough so I can shove my face in
There
with
you go.
turkey. There you go. But anything else to add, Natalie, before we
No, I
cut
think
out?
we've touched a lot of good stuff, and it's just a waiting game to see what happens next Friday.
It is. And then next Friday
Yep,
after
and however
that.
long they're going to give us before we go on break with them.
Yeah, because then they're starting to film soon, I feel like. I think
Yes,
in
they've started
maybe or
pre-production.
oh, okay. Because they were saying maybe December, mid-November, but I'm like, but COVID, maybe they won't be like just right. Maybe they'll just be writing the scripts or something like
Oh,
that. I don't know,
that's fair. We've
but
gone
they're in
into further
pre-production.
lockdown over here, so I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. But guys, go check out The Siege. Chapter 12. I always get confused. Chapter 12, episode 4 of The Mandalorian season 2. And it's a good episode. It's a good filler. It gives us a lot about cloning. There is still cloning out there being tried. And Baby Yoda, we don't know if he's a clone. I don't think he's a clone. I don't think. But that's another time for another story when we get into deeper of that. Because I don't think he is a clone, but some people do think
Yeah.
he's a clone. I don't think. I think he's just a Yoda species. Me and Yodel or Yaddle, whatever her name is, got it going before the Jedi fell, and Baby Yoda is my child.
Yeah,
That's all
that
I
could
know.
very well be
That could, you know, I don't have to be
it.
green. I don't have to be green. But thank you, Natalie, for joining me on this recap episode. I really appreciate your time and
Thank
hard
you.
work. I love your Cara Dune cosplay. Go check her out. Her Cara Dune is badass. Like, she like if I ever see Natalie in a Cara outfit, she can just kick my ass. Like, I'll
Oh.
just allow it. Like, I'll just throw me into the window. I don't care what
Nice.
you do.
Okay.
You know, just do it.
Thank you.
Nice to know if I'm walking to Los Angeles. She just sees me, comes up behind me, just punches me in
Yay,
the face, throws me through Dunkin'
we have
Donuts
it on
window.
recording. He said I could do it.
But Natalie, thank you for joining us. Please go check her out at Leia Aurora,
Yep,
right? That's
Leia
your
Aurora.
Instagram. And then on Twitter, what is it?
Movie lover for life.
Movie Lover for Life. Guys, I hope you enjoy your rest of your Friday, your weekend. And then stay tuned for Ahsoka Tano's episode. I can't wait. I'm not freaking out now, but when I do see her, I might throw my phone, maybe punch my cat, maybe punch my dog, maybe punch my mom in the
There
throat.
you
You never
go.
know what I do. So have a fun night. Natalie, thank you again. I will call you in 2
Okay.
minutes. And guys, you are listening to the Scavoli Tano Show, and may the force be with you always.